यादतीत्यागतां तेजो जगाद्भासयतेऽखिलां याच्चन्द्रमसि यच्चाग्नो तत्तेजो विदिमामकम्.
The splendor of the sun, which dissipates the darkness of this whole world, comes from me, and the splendor of the moon and the splendor of fire are also from me.
Om Agnati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Akhandamanalakaram Vyaptayena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Eva Cha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Yasya prasadat agyopi sadhya sarva agyatam rajayat sashi chaitanya devame bhagavan samprasidatu Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
We are hanging upside down in a very dense tree. But there is hope. We don't have to be lost in this tree. But also, what is very convenient, we don't have to find the exact path. You know, what's the exact cause, exact path, the precise position. This doesn't matter. Krishna recommends in the beginning to do what? To surrender, yes, to surrender. And what helps, he says, we should do something. So we are cut, yes. So actually we don't even have to cut the whole tree, we just have to cut ourselves off, away from the tree. So it's not that difficult. You don't have to hack down the whole tree. It's unlimited tree. And we hack it, we cut ourselves away with
Sort of
detachment, yeah, acts of detachment. For cutting wood, axe is convenient, more convenient than sword, unless it's some kind of a super machete. But you know, machete is also for thinner. But if you have a thick trunk, then you need an axe. Anybody was hacking wood?
Yes.
So, for hacking wood, it's convenient if the axe is also sharp. Right? So, for sharpening the axe, we need what?
Knowledge,
yes. So, we sharpen this axe of detachment with knowledge. So, this is what we are doing by studying. And then we search the root of this tree. At the root of this tree, there is a treasure. This tree grows. Root is upward, so we search the source of all good. This is Radha Krishna. And there we surrender, because from there we are protected. We don't have to come back. There we have a very good shelter. We don't have to come back. Like in the childhood, I remember, yeah, the same place where I was cutting wood, hewing wood, that was my grandparents' village house, and I was for summer I was left to herd to the cows with the boys. So I remember the boys built a little hut in the tree, up in the tree, and we would climb there, and it would be lots of fun. Anybody had some? You had this? Yeah, some hut in a tree, but you have to come down, right? When you need food, or you cannot stay there. It looks like fun, but you have to come down. But if we go to that hut at the top of this tree, this is fun forever. Not till morning, but forever. Fun forever. You never have to come down. You can always, and it's unlimited.
Maybe have an experience coming down from that hut.
Yes.
I mean, during the winter, we had about 3-4 meters high, this hut in the tree.
Uh-huh.
And we have, we are lodging the fire in the stove. And somebody
up there?
Yes, we had all this.
Everything.
Big hut. Uh-huh. And somebody had something to show. And everybody was going to see, and it was too heavy.
Oh.
And the floor
broke.
And we all fall down.
Into the fire. With the fire was. Oh, okay, yeah. There.
4 meters down.
To the.
We are all black from this.
The suit.
Yeah. And this was really adventure. We all tried. Somebody broke his leg.
Wow.
Someone, and some burn from the stove.
Uh-huh.
But what can we do?
Yeah. Yeah. This is the
motif. This is like a hard fall down.
Yes. Yes. Hard fall return. That's the material happiness.
Yeah.
You think, yes, this is the happiness. And then you lose your balance a little bit somewhere and then a crash. But in the spiritual world, Krishna says, we don't have to fall down. Natad bhasa ite suryo na sasanko na pavaka yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramamama. There is no fire there, so no danger. And if you go there, we don't have to return. This is Krishna's home, and this is also our home. And Srila Prabhupada again and again emphasizes this, even though this is, as we discussed last time, this is an inconceivable point. This is a transcendental fact that doesn't have simplistic material explanation in the material time and logic. How did we enter illusion? How did we end up in the illusion? So therefore we see that there are two explanations which are opposite. One is that we are here always, and maybe we have been put here by Krishna or Mahavishnu or whatever. And the other is that it's our choice, we fell from the spiritual world. We came from the spiritual world. So both explanations are just an approximation, or just like a projection. You know, if you have some designers, how you call it? You also call it nachert or this?
Nachert.
Yeah. So you have some projections from the side, from the top, blueprint. Yeah. You have the. So you just have some projection. So in the same way, what happened actually can be understood only on the transcendental platform. And when we try to explain, we only give some projection, either from the side or from the top. So if you look from the top or from the bottom, we are always here, right? But if you look from the side, yes, it was our choice, we came. How do you combine this? Chant Hare Krishna. That's actually the exact answer given in Jaiva Dharma. Sannyasi disciple asks Babaji Maharaj how illusion started, and he says, well, it's difficult to explain. You meditate, because it happened outside of time. So you meditate, and when you yourself go beyond time, you will understand. So he goes and chants for 3 days, Hare Krishna. And after 3 days, he comes back and says, thank you, I understand. It took him 3 days. But you can see Srila Prabhupada emphasizes we go back home, back to Godhead. So we don't argue either side, although you can see that Srila Prabhupada makes an important point. It may be acceptable for, let's say, for India to take only that projection that it was, that my spiritual world is perfect, nobody falls from the spiritual world, therefore we are always here. So for India, for very pious people, it's okay, because they will not blame Krishna. If you want to say, well, he's checking whether he should turn on the heat or not. He's counting how many of you. We are watched. Big Brother watches you. So they will not blame Krishna. They will not say, oh, why did he put us here? How did he allow us to be here? So for them, this is all right. But for a modern person, it is more important to understand the responsibility side, the fact that we made a mistake and therefore we can unmake it. It was our mistake and we can unmake it, right? And this is our home, so we are going back to home. This is an important point. Also, that spiritual world is Krishna's home is our natural position, eternal position. Right? Otherwise, again, this is looks just like some one new imagination or fantasy, or maybe very good one, but still, you know, if it's not our eternal original position, then you know, then where am I? Then this is not liberation. This is something. Whereas it's very clearly stated, muktir hitvan nyatharupam svarupena vivastiti. So this is our swarup. Being with Krishna is our swarup. And in these verses, it mentioned in the previous chapter, it was mentioned that swarupa vichyuta, we are fallen. We have fallen from our swarup, from our real form, natural. Prabhupada usually says constitutional position, which sounds strange, you know, constitutional position. The idea is swarup, who you really are in the deepest core of your heart, in the eternity, who you really are. This is Krishna Das, this is in spiritual world, Vrindavan Dham. So we go back to that. It's not a new mask. It's not something we pretend to be. But this is who we really are. This is our swarup. This is very important to understand and accept. And Srila Prabhupada emphasizes this point. The only problem is that it's difficult to give a complete explanation how this happened, because this happened before time started. It happens in the world without time and without causality. So that's why it presents certain difficulties for logical or explanation in terms of material Aristotelian black and white logic. So because, therefore. So it's not like that. So it's free will. All right. So this is, you can see, as I mentioned, this is a consequent position throughout the Bhagavatam, that it's like seeing your head cut off in a dream. So this is how we fell. This is the beginning of the illusion. So we are going back to the spiritual world, and from there we don't have to return. And then Lord Krishna explains exactly this point, that we cannot so easily understand spirit. That those who tried, who are yogis, those who have performed sadhana, they can see the soul, they can perceive the soul. They look at someone and they can see, okay, this is the body and the mind, but here are decisions of the soul. So they can understand how spirit transmigrates. And you may also notice, many of you, that, okay, this, what I do probably is a pattern in my life, probably from before. Like somebody said, if something happened once in your life, maybe it will not repeat. But if something happened two times, then a good likelihood it can happen also three times and four times and five times. Right? So we can see patterns and we can recognize, and we can also recognize patterns in others. Like I remember one teacher was saying that you cannot change children. I said, they are who they are. You cannot really change them. She was very adamant about this. So her idea was that people are already coming with some nature. It's a somewhat extreme point, but when you can see the decisions of the soul, you can see that there is something from before, something from the previous life. You can probably recognize, oh, probably this person did this in the previous life, and this person is like that in the previous life. Like, I don't know, for example, my father, he always, even though, you know, it's West Ukraine, nothing special about, you know, it's West. So You know, in the West, in Europe, in Great Britain, they did this investigation, and 80% of the people have fecal matter, you know, stool on their hands. 80% of the people have particles of stool on their hands. That's West. Yeah? So, and it's everywhere. You know, they open the door they touch, or in the transport they hold somewhere. So it's not clean. But I remember my father was has always been very particular. You know, come from the street. You know, change the shoes, leave shoes out, wash the hands with soap, and always, you know, wash the hands. And he also likes hot food. So I think he was an Indian in past life. And something was left from before. Do they also wash hands like that? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, okay. Yeah, India was all over the world. Yeah. So we can notice some things that are hard to explain from this life. You know, not clear reason why in this life the person has this particular feature, characteristic. And so that must be okay. It must be something from before. In our life, in other people's life. So when you are trained in meditation, in noticing deeper patterns, you can notice. But other people, they just cannot understand. Even they try, you know, verse 11. They even try, they still cannot understand how this happens, that how people transmigrate. Like Pranachana Maharaj says that there was a Sunday feast, and Sunday feast was about you're not this body, you're not your body. And after then the lecture is asking, so any questions? And one person says that, sir, you've been saying I'm not my body. Okay, so if I'm not my body, then whose body am I? They cannot even. Or like I also remember, I was in a train and there was some lady, and we were explaining that okay, there is reincarnation, there is a soul, you are a soul, and then the soul goes into the next body, and there is karma. She was listening, and said, "Okay," she says, "I can accept this, but I don't think this is fair. I think this is not good because look, somebody else did some bad stuff in the other life, and now I have to suffer just because I have his soul." they even accept, you know? They even kind of they so identify with the body. They're so identified with the body. Even you explain to them, and they even kind of accept it, but they have this problem. They still don't see. They think the soul is some kind of like a battery put into the body. I am the body, but the soul is like a battery you put into the body, and then it works.
Yes, it's a similar joke. One football player, he said one word is that he is very samokritičan, self-critical, and but it's in Slovenia, it is samokritičan means
you can say in Slovenia
to yourself or to all else, and as I'm only critical, so. And he was
samokritičan,
accused that he's only critical, and he said, but yes, I'm. But he said to myself, I said, sometimes even to myself.
Kako to zveni v slovenščini?
Cimerotič, a kako?
Kako to bo v slovenščini?
Aha,
Reče, da sem
ljudje mi pravijo, da sem samo, ali pa, samo ali pa samo kritičen, a ne? In sem, a ne, včasih celo do sebe.
Okay. Thank you. So therefore, it's even clear explanation, and still we have difficulty. Even as devotees, no, I accept everything. Yes, I am Krishna Das. Yes, I am not the body. Yes, I am serving Krishna. Yes, I am a devotee. Right? And I accept everything. And then I think, but I am an older devotee. Yes, I will serve Krishna, but only in this way. Yes. Yes, I'm serving Krishna, but only like this. And if it's not like this, what is this? This is crazy. This is her fault, his fault. You know, she's guilty, he's guilty, and they don't cooperate with me. They don't allow me. Yeah. So, and I suffer. Even though, if we surrender immediately, you have bliss. Why? So I've accepted I am Krishna Das, and still I'm thinking I am a controller Krishna Das. Yes, I'm Krishna Das, but I'm okay. Krishna is the enjoyer, supreme enjoyer, but I'm also there. I'm smaller, not number one, but okay. I'm maybe number four, but but you're number seven. Okay. And therefore, so even philosophy is supposed to make me free, and I accept it, and still I manage, I'm still managing to misunderstand and suffer like a dog in Krishna consciousness, because keeping same dog mentality. This is my territory. This is my control. So therefore, yeah, it's not just as simple. Just any verse from here can completely make one happy and free. And at the same time, we can read all of this and still manage to keep misconceptions. So therefore, Krishna in this next section, from verse 12 to verse 15, he gives a very, very obvious way how we can see him, how we can connect with him and perceive him. And the point is that what is very important to understand is that, you know, the conclusion is of this Purushottama. Purusha is person, and Uttama means supreme. Conclusion is that Krishna is bigger, right? And Krishna is in all people and in all things, and therefore my best approach to everything is as a servant in all situations, loving servant. So therefore, from verse 12 we have the ability to perceive Krishna in such a way that everybody can appreciate. So, okay, you may not understand spirit, but do you see the sun? So Krishna says, I am the sun. Krishna says, I am the moon. Krishna says, I am the fire. So whatever power you can see, this is me. So at least that you can understand. And then the next verse, in verse 13, Krishna says, Gama visecha bhutani darayamyaham ojasa pushname chushadi sarvasumo bhutvarasatmaka. So that was cosmic level. Now we have the planetary level. I enter into each planet, and by my energy they stay in orbit. I become the moon, and thereby supply the juice of life to all vegetables. So all the objects of enjoyment are supplied by Krishna. And even the ability to walk, you know, not to fly off the planet, all of the planet, the force, gravitational force that keeps the planet together and keeps them orbiting, it's also Krishna. So this is something that everybody can understand and appreciate. This is like the first step where you can accept the Supreme Lord. I remember I was once distributing books, and on a street I found some old pensioner, and I gave him the book, and I started saying that this is Krishna, God, and he said, "Oh, I, you know, it's all communist generation. I don't believe in God." So I'm speaking again more to him, and he says, "Well, who has ever seen God?" So then I tell him, "I can show him to you." He says, "What do you mean you can show him to me? Come with me," I'm telling him. And we were like behind a long building. I took him by the hand, and I drag him like 70 meters forward. And he's walking. I think it also helped that there was 70 meters. So he had, maybe after 70 meters, he started suspecting that maybe something. And then he just came from behind the, this huge building, and I showed him the sun. I tell him, "Look, this is God's eye." So then he stopped, looked at the sun, and said, "Well, I think these are good books. I think these are good books." So even he, raised in total atheistic consciousness, could appreciate this fact. Okay, maybe this is how I can perceive God. In fact, nobody, there is nobody who has zero God consciousness. If somebody is a human, they have some God consciousness. They just don't know how to find it. Everybody depends on something, you know, at least on good luck or bad luck. You know? At least luck is their God. At least something, you know, they go to casino, or they drink, and this euphoria is their God, or this drunkenness is theirs. They find. Everybody needs some God. They have some concept of God, but they cannot. They have not been educated. This is a Kali Yuga demonic society, so they cannot match. They cannot. Nobody helps them to see that this is God, and instead, God is presented to them in some form of some psychotic judge, you know, who is. Who has an inferiority complex and is very, very, very insulted if somebody doesn't worship him or worships somebody else, and he immediately sends you to hell forever, just like that. So you suffer there forever. Ha! Rascal, he thought bad about me. So of course, you know, like Ravindra Swarup Prabhu says, if when he asks people. As they say, "I don't believe in God." So then he asks, "In which God you don't believe?" So they say, "Well, in God like this, like this, like this." He says, "Oh, I also don't believe in such God." In such God as you described, I also don't believe. This is not the God I believe. But do you believe in God? So if he were God, he would be kind. If he is God, he would be the power of sun. If he is God, he is the power of moon. So this is God. At least there they can see. Anybody who is honest, they at least will accept God as, it's like the entry level, force of nature, supreme power, some kind of force. Yeah? It's like the, of course, it's the level of wild jungle tribes. Ooh, 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 you know, and they worship the thunderbolt. God, you know, same level. God is nature. But it's already some God consciousness. It's more honest and more, in fact, it's more intellectual than so-called atheism or agnosticism. So you can see also that this sun, moon, and fire are the same that we had in verse 6. Krishna saying that neither sun nor moon nor fire illuminates the spiritual world. But here he says that the sun, moon and fire illuminating this world is me. So you can also get this esoteric side that also the power to see is coming from Krishna. So now, if you see me, you are not seeing just like that. Krishna sees, and because of Krishna, you can see. Moon, ability to form thoughts and images. So if you have thoughts or images, and you're supposed to have thoughts and images, it's not a hypnotic session. Just I'm trying to hypnotize you. Sometimes devotees take Bhagavatam class as a hypnotic hypnotic session. Going to hypnosis. I mean, it's also probably useful. It's a deep brainwashing. Fall asleep. Fall asleep and bypass all the conscious mind blocks. You know? Just plant directly into the subconscious. So these thoughts are also made possible by Krishna. So we can think now about our deities. Okay, you can see, again, you can see we have a picture there, and then you can close your eyes. So that was by sun, right? Sun allows this. Now we can close our eyes and we can see them in our mind's eye. It is actually the idea of the deity worship. You practice meditating on the form of the Lord. Today, Gornitai have very beautiful crowns, small Gornitai, very beautiful crowns. And there are birds. Did you see the birds in the temple of our Gornitai? So this ability to see in the mind, also through Krishna, through the deity of the mind, the moon. Yeah. And my ability to say something, that's the fire, the deity of the tongue. And your ability to say Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's Agni. Only by Agni power we can speak. So it's just question of having proper definitions and opening the eyes. Krishna is there. Krishna is already there. And all the objects of enjoyment, so oshadi, all the vegetables, like here you have curry, and sometimes you can also meet him. You see, he's waving the branches to you. Haribo! sometimes you can meet him in the sabji. So he is giving the nice taste by the power of the moon. And the moon is infusing vegetables with this juice. And if you have eaten, you know, the factory food, you know, grown somewhere in Netherlands on some sponge, on some sponge under the artificial light, with usually just three chemicals, with the phosphorus, nitrogen, and potassium. Yeah. Just three things. You just give three things and it grows. But you eat it. I remember it first time I came to the Sweden, and prasadam there was very opulent. Everything was there, but I was surprised. I eat and I am hungry. Belly is full, tongue is hungry, mind is hungry, body is hungry. I couldn't understand, what is this? And Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, he has a PhD in biology. He said, this is not a good food. I took one tomato, I put it on the table, and it never rotted. He just shrunk. He says, this is not good. You know, in Switzerland they have a problem. They people don't decompose. You know? And according to Catholic Church, if the body does not decompose in 14 years, the person can be announced a saint. He can be beatified already. You know, an average American doesn't decay in the grave three times longer than any other person in the world, because he's eaten so many preservatives that his body just like embalmed. So this is embalmment. So even to enjoy the food, yeah, so now to get the real tomato, you have to pay more. You have to pay extra. And they say organic. And then because organic it brings more money, so therefore people just put organic, you know, and the only thing that was organic was water, you know, or something else. Something was organic. Air was organic. And so therefore to get really, really, really organic, you have to pay even more. And so it continues. And sometimes in the same Sweden, I remember I go out and take an apple from the tree, and the apple looks like lopsided and with black dots, you know, and sour, you know, completely not like in the shop. But I take this apple, I bite it, it's full of prana. It's not so tasty, but it's full of prana. I feel, wow, there's energy in it. So even this, even to enjoy things, we need Krishna to give juice, to enter the juice into everything. Samabhutvara Satmaka. And on the, so this was universal level, planetary level, and now personal level, even if I do get a very good tomato, there's no guarantee that I benefit unless it gets digested. And this is again coming from Krishna. So text 14. Aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashrita pranapana samayukta pacham yannam chaturvidham. I am the fire of digestion in the bodies of all living entities, and I join with the air of life, outgoing and incoming, to digest the four kinds of foodstuffs. So, yes, even after we eat, we are dependent on Krishna. Yeah, good digestion. It's has to be bestowed by the Lord. So Vaishvanara, the fire, is also in the stomach. This is one form of Paramatma. Stomach Paramatma. So he is there and he burns inside the stomach. So these are some of the ways to see Krishna. So health in general and functioning of the body in general is coming from Krishna. And so three levels of fire, and how we depend on Krishna, on the sun to keep life in the universe, for the moon to give juice, and for Krishna to help us digest that juice, and for the prana to move properly. Any comments on this? Questions?
The other thing he said was that our fall down from there is like when we are in the sky and then we come into some clouds. So he said that how it looks when we come into this material world. Yeah. You cannot say that you are not in the sky. Clouds are still in the sky, but you don't see them.
Yes.
We are in the
clouds. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. These are helpful analogies. These are helpful. Thank you. Thank you very much. Krishna goes even deeper, not only physically, but also into the intelligence, into the heart. Very famous verse, 15:15. Everybody is supposed to know it by heart.
Sarva sacha mriti sannivishto mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedaisya sarvairaham eva vedyo vedanta krid veda videva chaham.
I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Hare Krishna. So, heart. How heart is connected to the Vedas? Anybody can show their intellectual brilliance and connect heart to the Vedas? How? How does it jump from the heart to the Vedas? And?
Mind is situated in
the... Okay, mind is in the heart, intelligence is in the heart, and the Vedas? How is it connected? Yes? What do you think?
I mean, it was revealed from the heart of Brahma, no?
From the heart of Brahma, Guru Parampara?
From Krishna is revealed knowledge.
Yes, so heart has intelligence, right? And Krishna gives intelligence from the heart and from the Vedas, from the Shastra. That you can see they are connected. So this is enlightening, yes? Enlightening or dimming down? Depends on your order, whatever you order, right? So if you want to dim it down, you know, less consciousness, Krishna says, okay. From the heart, he can give you forgetfulness. But if you want knowledge, he can give it to you from the heart, but to make sure that we get the right knowledge, he has written volumes of letters to us. Yeah, just here, how many pages? We have 900 pages, yes? Krishna has written. And this is only one he has sent us. And all the Veda, Vedanta. So he's making sure, he's giving this to us. And if Arjuna is saying that some other people say different, some other things, that not you are to be known, but somebody else is to be known, Indra or impersonal Brahman or something. So Krishna says, don't believe them. Because I know, I am Vedanta Krit, and I have created Vedanta. And I know the Veda, so I'm telling it. That the Veda is for me. With this verse, one devotee, Patri Prabhu, preaching in India many years, he defeated one big impersonalist guru in the Himalayas. He came in Badrinath, and then he saw one huge yogi with many, many people around him. And so he came, approached him, and then he asked him, Sir, are you the follower of the Vedas? He said, yes, we are followers of the Vedas. So what is the conclusion of the Vedas? What is the meaning of the Vedas? And he said, whoa, Vedas are very vast. Conclusion is very difficult to find, and it's impossible to know the conclusion of the Vedas. So then he quoted this verse, Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedyo. Krishna says, I am to be known by all the Vedas. So in one line. And that guy couldn't say anything. Because Bhagavad Gita. So the first half, Acharyas are saying, is how Krishna helps us to be bound. Second half, how Krishna helps us to be free. So Krishna is in the heart, and he's like the stage director. So in Urush Prabhu's heart, now he's telling Urush, sleep. Sleep. And Urush sleeps. Say, Urush wanted to have one hypnotic session. So Krishna is in the heart and tells Urush Prabhu, don't breathe very quickly, breathe slower and slower. Relax, relax. Don't ask questions. Close your eyes. Gently. Gently. So he's directing, you know, like even if you have a drama, you need a director, right? Even if you learn the lines, you still need a director. He will tell you, do like this, you know, do like that. So he's in the heart and directing us. Do like this, do like that. Yeah? That is Srila Prabhupada's compare analogy to this verse. So Vedanta is coming from Krishna. And the conclusion of the Vedanta is Krishna. So you can see, same topic as in the first verse, also speaking about the Veda. The leaves of this tree are the Vedas, but here we have Vedanta, the end of the Veda. So pious people enjoy this world by the Veda. So the leaves, green, bright, attractive leaves, are the leaves of the Veda, which allow us to enjoy. And they were written on leaves since 5,000 years ago. So they allow us to enjoy. But at the end, there is Vedanta, or actually Vedanta is Upanishads, and Vedanta Sutra is the conclusion of the Upanishads. And so Vedanta is that which puts the end to all this, going up and down in circles, circling up and down. And Vedanta is the top of the tree, so leading out to Krishna. And the conclusion of Vedanta is, or commentary of the Vedanta is expressed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary by Vyasadeva himself on Vedanta. Okay, any comments on this? Questions? Conclusion? What's the conclusion from this? So what do we do? Okay, we have read this. What do we do? What's the lesson?
I mean, we should chant.
That's
and remember.
That's an answer. That's a universal answer to any question. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's not always like Srila Prabhupada. He, in Vrindavan, he called the devotees and he said, we have this problem in the temple, we have that problem in the temple, what are we going to do with this? And I think Akshayananda Prabhu, he was the temple Maharaj, he was the temple president there. So he said, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, we should chant Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada looked at him and he said, another impractical suggestion. Yes, chanting Hare Krishna is the conclusion of the conclusion. But what's the conclusion?
We should serve the person who gives us everything lovingly.
Yes, okay, so this is the conclusion of this section. We serve this person. Yep, that's the general conclusion. And conclusion from this verse, 15?
Krishna is not far away.
Krishna is not far away, yeah. And
so, because he issued this information, and so from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So, if we want to remember him, so he will allow it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Study or forget his
son. Yes, thank you. This is what I was looking for. We should study. He has given us the books. He says, "I am in the books, from the books, by the books." So we study. Yep. That's the simple, practical what we do. But also, yes, in the heart and. Nobody can be closer to us than Krishna. Nobody can be closer to us than Krishna. Right? Even if I come and I embrace Venkatapada, so it looks we are very close, right? We are. But Krishna is even closer because he's inside. Yes. He cannot be closer than Krishna. So here gives everybody what everybody wants. Govindamanar says that if some drunkard on the street is lying drunk, so who has given him the opportunity? to do this?
Krishna.
Krishna, yes. So if somebody can get even such a desire fulfilled, such useless, stupid desire is fulfilled by Krishna, so will he not fulfill our devotional desires? Of course he will fulfill. If we are sincerely wanting Krishna, Krishna is very fast to give. It's actually very amazing. Krishna will send the books, Krishna will send devotees, Krishna will send association, Krishna will send answers. See, when we are turning to Krishna, it's actually sometimes it's really amazing. I remember I was before I had to go to Sweden to the BBT, and I was thinking, oh, probably I will not see my Guru Maharaj in a long time, because he was just in Ukraine. Now he's going, he went to Moscow, I think, and then I'm going to Sweden. He doesn't go to Sweden very often, practically never. And so, oh, when will I get his association again? I'm thinking these thoughts, and then the phone rings. And I pick up the phone, and he says, this is, what's his name? Akila Ananta. He says, this is Gopal Krishna Maharaj's secretary. He wants to know, can you come today and travel with him as his secretary for 4 days? So same second, I was saying, wow, you know, just as I'm thinking. And sometimes, you know, it's like so quick. Krishna is so ready to give us mercy if we formulate our desire clearly for mercy. If not, if I formulate my desire not for association but to get glory by association or enjoy by association or something, right? Then okay, that takes a little more arrangements, takes a little longer, yeah, because it's not on the clear mercy department, it's already, you know, karma department. It's a little mixed. But if I just want mercy, no problem. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Bhakti Mar ki jai. Bhakta Sangha, Sadhu Sangha Devotee Association ki jai. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman. One eternal among many eternals, one intelligent among many intelligent, who fulfills desires of everybody. Krishna. And the next section is Trishloki Shastra or Trishloki Vedanta. So we have Vedanta in three verses, and if we take all the five verses, this is the whole path, Sambandhagyan, Abhideya, and Prayojana. So first three shlokas explain the Sambandhagyan. So this is so we have verse 16. This is Brahman. This is Brahman. And then verse 17. This is Paramatma. Speaks about Paramatma, the super soul. And verse 18 speaks about Bhagavan, Krishna. Feature. So this is in three verses you have the whole Shastra, you have the whole Vedanta expressed. What is the absolute truth? And Brahman includes Jiva. Because Brahman consists of the Jivas. And then based on this we have then verse 19. abhidheya or process. And then from there we go to verse 20, which is prayojana or Can you pull it up? Okay. Thank you. Yeah, you just in time. Prayojana or perfection or the goal. This is relationship with Krishna. After Krishna speaks about Shastra, about Vedanta, then Arjuna may say that, can you please give it to me? If you are the knower creator of Vedanta, can you give a short outline? So Krishna in 5 verses gives everything. In 3 verses the whole Sambandha Gyan, and in 2 verses the path and perfection. Here, so verse 16. Dvavima purushau loke ksharascha kshara eva cha kshara sarvani bhutani kutasto kshara uchyate. There are 2 classes of beings, the fallible and the infallible. In the material world, every living entity is fallible. And in the spiritual world, every living entity is called infallible. So, kshara and akshara. This is Brahman, which is in the spiritual world, and then Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says, Swarupa Vichyuta, those who have fallen from their Swarupa. So this is the object of Jnana mark. There are 3 different sadhanas mainly. Jnana, Yoga and Bhakti. So they are correspondingly directed at the 3 objects of worship, or 3 destinations. So by different practices you get different results. So this is by jnana one goes to Brahman. By yoga one goes to Paramatma, or this is the object, and by bhakti one goes to Bhagavan. So the first one, Brahman is the object of jnana path, which includes also karma yoga. Karma yoga culminates in jnana, as we see in the 5th chapter. And impersonalists may be very happy about this verse, because it says that there is that there are 2 living entities, and so one is fallible and one is infallible. So kuta sto akshara uchyate. Akshara is one of the names for Brahman, for the absolute truth, for where everything is one. And kuta sto, one that is in oneness, or you can actually say ukuchi, at home. Kuta is like a conglomerate when everything is together. But Baldevide Bhushan is quoting the previous chapter 14.2, saying that Bahavo Gyana, and also from the fourth chapter, that many by knowledge come to me. So, and also those who achieve perfection, they are still mentioned as many. So one is just as a category. Not, that doesn't mean that we all become, that there is only one jiva, only one person. Prabhupada writes in the Prabhupada, oneness does not mean that they have no individuality, but that there is no disunity. They are all agreeable to the purpose of the creation. So when we are one in purpose, when we are united in service to Krishna, then there is oneness. Just like in Ishupanishad it says oneness in one family, oneness in interest, or oneness in quality, like in the ocean. So when we are, the drops in ocean are all of the same one quality. So this is some the beginning of Sambandha Gyan. Yeah, it means not defective. Basically, it means not defective. It means the living entity that doesn't make mistakes. So that means in the spiritual world.
Means it's any particular reason why you're using that?
Well, akshara means kshara. It's like cut. Or defected, so some defective, something that has some defects. But this is just a very famous word in the Vedas for Brahman, so that's why it's used. And Prabhupada translates defective as fallible and infallible. In that sense. But this is a very famous word for Brahman. It's a synonym of Brahman. It's also a synonym of Om, syllable. So that's why it's used. So the idea is one that's not covered by matter, not faulty. Not faulty, yes, this is the idea. Not faulty. One is faulty, one is not faulty. So we are like sick. So we are sick and we are put through the hospital of the material world. But sometimes we get ourselves even more sick. By not following the doctor's prescriptions, and then we start sneezing and get other types of problems. Actually, in hospitals, this is one of the problems, that people get more sick than they were before coming. It's a common problem. All right, so this was Brahman. The next one is 17. Let's chant. Uttama purushastanya paramatmetyudahrita yo lokatrayam avishya bibhartya vyaya ishvara. Besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. So it says two, but. So it's different from fallible and infallible. So, but there is another one. But Uttama Purusha, who is Paramatma. And he is pervading all three worlds, and he is maintaining all three worlds, and he is Ishvara, he is the controller. So obviously, and he is Avyaya, he is never diminishing. So obviously, this is a different category. This is Vishnu Tattva. So Brahman was not Vishnu Tattva. This is many sparks. Some of them in good position, some of them in falling out, getting out of the fire, and therefore becoming weak. But Ishvara and Paramatma is Avyaya. He is never diminishing, never becoming weak. And he is a separate category. And even Vedanta Sutra also says that the difference between the Lord and the living entity is that the Lord can create universes. Living entity, even when perfect, cannot create universes. A living entity can even create a planet, but not a universe. Yoga Sutra, same. Ishvara Purusha Vishesha. That Ishvara, Patanjali says that Ishvara is a special, different person who never becomes covered by karma, and whose omniscience exceeds that of a perfect yogi. So even a perfect yogi may know everything, but his everything is much, much less than everything that Krishna knows. You know, when yogi knows everything, it means he knows everything that he needs to know or that he wants to know, but it doesn't include everything, you know. Because how much Jiva needs to know? Okay, maybe like Narada Muni, he's traveling, so he needs to know about disciples, devotees, pastimes. Yeah? So he's very powerful, super powerful. But he, you know, not everything in every universe at all times. So this is only Krishna, only Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, Vishnu Tattva. So even Yoga Sutra shows that there is a difference between the Lord and the living entity. And here in the Gita, Krishna also says, but. So that was Jiva, but this is Ishvara, this is the Lord. Paramatma, Supreme Atma, Super Soul. And this also is the commentary on verses 12-15 about who is this who enters the sun, who is this who enters the earth, planet, moon, and the mind. So this is the object of a yogi. So yoga, meditation, means dhyana yoga, meditation. So this is their object. And now, 18, Bhagavan. Yasmat ksharamati toha maksharada pichottama atosmi loke vede cha pratita purushottama. Because I am transcendental beyond both the fallible and the infallible. And because I am the greatest, I am celebrated both in the world and in the Vedas as that supreme person. Purushottama. So this chapter is called Purushottama. So Krishna is supreme, supreme, supreme. He's supreme because he's never touching matter, but even some jivas never touch matter. But he's supreme because he is ruling and maintaining the world. But Paramatma also does it, and other Vishnu tattvas does it. But he is supreme even from him, cha uttama, even from Paramatma. Because he's the source of everything. He's the one who is above everybody and who is exchanging with everyone. So this is the object of Bhakti Yoga. The person, the supreme person, the dearmost object or beloved or friend or son or master, one with whom we establish a relationship. Bhagavan Shri Krishna. And here, Madhusudan Saraswati, who is an impersonalist, is in ecstasy. So there's some quotes from Madhusudan Saraswati by Shivishna Chakravarti Thakur. Shivishna Chakravarti Thakur quotes Madhusudan Saraswati because Madhusudan Saraswati is a big impersonalist acharya from Varanasi. He was a Mayavadi. And he starts his commentary as a Mayavadi Shankara follower. And he continues through the Gita as Mayavadi impersonalist who accepts bhakti. Okay, impersonalist who says bhakti is very good. And then he goes further and further, and here he becomes complete bhakta. He says, here he becomes totally converted. In this 14th chapter already he was very converted. But here is that's the tipping point, and he concludes this chapter on a very high note. Here he says that Pratita is celebrated. He says celebrated with joy, with great joy, by pure devotees, by those who are bhaktas, not by impersonalists, not by gyanis, not by karmis, only by pure bhaktas. And then in the next two verses, he writes a very beautiful. He starts writing poetry, not even just prose commentaries. He starts writing verses. It's Madhusudan Saraswati. Yathoktam brahmano hi pratishtaham iti dadapyupapanataram chidananda karam jaladaruchi saram srutigiram rajastrinam haram bhavajaladiparam kritadiyam vihantum bhubharam vidadadavataram muraho tato varam varam bhajatakusalaram bhakritinam. Oh, you, Kushala Arambha Kritina, those who are perfect in pious activities, who are perfectly fortunate, who have achieved perfection of good fortune, who are conversant with good works, worship Bhajata Varam Varam again and again. In Croatian, how do you say time? You say one, huh? No, one time, two times. No, this is Slovenian. Put, okay. He says, varam, varam, again and again. So he says, worship again and again. This chida ananda karam, this light, which is by nature consciousness and bliss, which has the color of the rain cloud, which is the quintessence of all the Vedas, Vedic mantras, who is the necklace of the women of Raja, who is the shore of the sea of the wise, and who repeatedly comes to remove the burden of the earth, Krishna. So worship this Krishna. So this is, that's his commentary on this, on the next verse. And on verse 20, he writes, Vamshi vibhushita karan navanira dabat pitam baradaruna bimba phaladarushtad purnendu sundara mukhadara vinda netrat krishnat param kimapitattamaham najane sada sada ananda padeni magnam mano mano bhavam apakaroti gata gataya samapasya satya paraparatitam upayati tattvam saiva surascha ganesha Vaishnava Sakti Pujaka Bhavandi Yanmaya Sarve Somasmi Parasiva Pramanatopi Nirniyam Krishna Mahatmyam Adbutam Nasak Nuvandi Yasodhum Te Mudha Nirayam Gataha. I do not know any other reality than Krishna, whose hands are adorned with a flute, Vamshi Vibhushita. There is no Krishnat Param Kimapi Tatvam. There is no Tatva, no other, nothing, no reality higher than Krishna. Same as Krishna says in the 7th chapter. Yeah? who has a flute, whose luster is like that of a new rain cloud, who wears a yellow cloth, whose lips are reddish, like the red bimba fruit. Anybody has red lips? Whose face is beautiful like the full moon, and whose eyes are like lotuses. Those fools who cannot tolerate the wonderful glory of Krishna, let them go to hell. So if somebody cannot tolerate that Krishna has a flute, that he is with the gopis, he has lotus eyes, who try to deny all of this, they are fools, let them go to hell. So here, Madhusudan Saraswati completely surrenders in these verses. Okay, so Krishna is Bhagavan. So therefore, 19,
Yomame vam asamudho janati purushottamam sa sarva vedva jatimam sarva bhavena bharata.
Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharat. So, asamudho, unbewildered. So if we understand this knowledge, we can become free from doubts. So without doubts, without bewilderment. What is the doubt? What is the most stupid doubt?
Maybe whether Krishna is God or not.
Yes, this is very stupid to think whether Krishna is God or not. But even after we accept Krishna is God, then what's the next? Yes. Okay, even if we accept, we are not on the same level.
Okay.
Yes? But still, you know, maybe I am some kind of enjoyer, and some kind of the controller.
Yeah.
So maybe I can, you know, enjoy a little bit. Okay, so if you are pious, you can enjoy like a demigod. Yeah? So that's the doubt that maybe I should enjoy. That's silly. Or if you want to enjoy freedom like Krishna, then you can become like sages on the higher planets. But that still keeps us in the material world. So these are you know, not very recommended. So Baldev Vidyabhushan says that even if somebody worships Krishna with everything, but doesn't have the proper conception, then his service is not proper devotion. However, if someone is doesn't know the Veda, but knows this, he's perfect. If somebody knows all the Veda, but not serving Krishna like this, then he gains nothing. He achieves nothing. So you can see it's important to have proper conception. This is what we discussed, that bhakti is not activity of body and lips, it's activity in the heart with the understanding. You have to understand who Krishna is. He's Purushottama. He's in the hearts. He's in the hearts of everybody. He's friend of everybody, and everybody is his part and parcel. So this is proper understanding. Srila Prabhupada writes about this. Here Krishna distinguishes everything very nicely, and one should hear from this source. Simply to hear like the hogs, simply to hear like the hogs, pigs. Yeah? It's, anybody has Slovenian? I'm curious if they were courageous enough to. Simply to hear like the hogs is not sufficient. One must be able to understand from the authorities. So that means we have to study, means we have to analyze from different angles, we have to ask questions, we have to put it in practice. Properly. It's quite strong. However, if we do this, verse 20, iti guyatamam shastram idam uktam mayanaga etad budhva budhiman syat krita krityascha bharata. This is the most confidential part of the Vedic scriptures, O sinless one, and it is disclosed now by me. Whoever understands this will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. So this is a secret, It's a big secret. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, devotional service is a process of spiritual understanding. Wherever devotional service exists, the material contamination cannot coexist. Devotional service to the Lord and the Lord Himself are one and the same because they are spiritual. Devotional service takes place within the internal energy of the Supreme Lord. So when we do devotional service, we are immediately connected to the internal energy of the Lord. And Arjuna is pure, anagha, pure. And that means also that to get access to this, we have to be anagha, or pure, we have to set, we want pure devotional service, so pure goals and pure faith. And then we can get it properly. Prabhupada writes, can you please read the last paragraph?
So, mm-hmm. In English?
Yes.
Okay. While one is performing devotional service in the association of pure devotees in full Krishna consciousness, there are certain things which require to be vanquished altogether. The most important thing one has to surmount is weakness of the heart. The first fall down is caused by the desire to lord it over material nature. Thus, one gives up the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord. The second weakness of the heart is that, as one increases the propensity to lord it over material nature, he becomes attached to the matter and the possession of matter. The problems of material existence are due to the weaknesses of the heart. In this chapter, the first five verses describe the process of freeing oneself from these weaknesses of the heart, and the rest of the chapter, from the sixth verse through the end, discusses Purushottama Yoga.
Yes, thank you. You can see Prabhupada says that we give up loving service, we fall down. So what's the first weakness?
Weakness of the heart. We want to enjoy.
The first?
To lord it over.
To control. Yes, I will control. So this is weakness. In the material world, we think that it's strength. You have to control. But actually, this is weakness. Not the controlling action, but the controlling desire or ego. This is weakness. Control, yes, we have to control. We have to bring our body to the temple, we have to brush our teeth, we have to do things. Yeah? Whatever we do, even to chant, it's control. But we should not think we are the controllers. So when we think we are the controllers, this is first weakness. And then after that, as soon as I identify that, yes, I'm the doer, I'm the creator. And the next one, then, because I am the creator, therefore, yes, the results are mine. These results are mine. Just like Urvashi Prabhu. very happily remember that amazing sign on the walk between the temple and in this building. It was, if you remember, they were fixing with Devendra Gopal, they were fixing the roof, and it was saying that smrtna nevarnost, Uroš na strehi. Uroš, yeah. So if Urvashi Prabhu decided that, okay, I was na strehi, yes, I was there, and I was fixing, cleaning the attic, the loft. So therefore, now I entitled to enjoy. Now the roof is mine. Yes, I can enjoy the roof. Yeah? So that's... You tried?
I occupied it with this thing for
No?
Yeah? Yeah. So this happens. This happens even, you know, even we can do this even in devotional service. It's weakness, yeah, because the heart is predisposed. We do something, and we should do, but then the weakness is to think, this is my credit, yes, because I have done it. This is my work, my creation. You know? I am the creator, you know. Please mention my name, yes, that this was I who did it, right? Sign the picture or whatever, you know, please don't forget to put my name there. Yes. So weakness. We are, and then if we fall down for this, then the next weakness we want to get the enjoyment. We think this is mine. So results are mine. I was working, so it has to be mine. That's also weakness. It's quite a noble, quite a special concept of weakness. Not what they think in the material world of weakness. Quite opposite, yes. This is the weakness. But Srila Prabhupada says that in the first five verses describe, he says, how to free oneself from these weaknesses, yeah, to surrender, to accept, I'm not the controller and I'm not the enjoyer. So again, that Krishna is not only bigger, actually Krishna is the biggest. Yeah? Krishna is the biggest. So therefore, and I am nowhere there. I'm serving, but I'm not the doer, I'm not the controller, and I'm not the enjoyer. So by accepting this, we can be relieved from all the miseries, from the material material bondage, and from all the material contamination.
But even material, this resisting, the push to control, is very worshipped. For example, these characters in Western characters, everything is running around, everything. I mean, there is chaos and they are commonly standing. Mm. Something like being.
Yeah, yes.
It is similar.
Yeah, it's like in.
And everybody appreciates
it. Being cool. Yeah. Yeah, being cool. Yeah, so. Or that one is. Yeah, so. Or also being humble. Yeah, it's considered also cool that you are able not to take the credit. Yeah, one can understand this. It's just that passion is promoted very often, and it's taken that you should make the passion burn more and more, because people don't understand that yoga is possible. When yoga karmasu kaushalam, in the second chapter of Krishna says, yoga is the art of work, expertise of work, which means you work without working. It means you control, you even enjoy. You know, to work for Krishna, we need to enjoy. Yes? Did you already enjoy your lunch today? Yeah? You didn't. Okay. But yesterday you enjoyed it. So we have to enjoy something, we have to control something, but we should not think that we are the enjoyers or we are the controllers. So this is the art of action. And this, when done properly, this is yoga. In bhakti, this is natural. In bhakti, we act out of love. So if love is there, then on one side there is energy, you do something, but because it's love, it's not self-centered. It's centered on the other person, right? So on Krishna. So therefore, you do, but not to enjoy yourself. You do, but not to control. You do for the other person. So this is love, natural, right? Bhakti. In this world, it's not a very widespread phenomenon, but bhakti, this is what it is. Actually, all the problems in this world is that people in love are somehow or other trying to control or enjoy. Or controlling and enjoying in itself is not the problem. The problem is considering, thinking we are the controllers and enjoyers. That's the paradox. This is the difficulty. That's the weakness. So when I think I'm the...
What is actually the difference between being between thinking that one step and between doing that? Where is actually the one?
Yes, so this difference, this is what you are looking for. This is, in all our devotional service, this is what you have to find, this difference between controlling and thinking I'm the controller. So we always have to find that difference. And we are doing the service, or even prasadam. We are enjoying, but at the same time we don't think that it's I'm the enjoyer. It's mine to enjoy. So you can please write down secretly so that nobody can see what are your favorite weaknesses. Where you think that you are the controller, which designations are your favorite? Where you are the enjoyer and where you are the controller.